Helmet hair is what we call that, I think, isn't it?
Got a nice shave.
Yeah, he's looking good now.
You're looking good? Okay, all right. As Logan can say, Dwight Freeney is not just a pass rusher. He's a guy who's pretty good against the run, isn't he?
Yeah, he's good at everything. He's like a Tasmanian devil in the pass rush. I've never seen anyone spin like him and Mathis could do. And then again, in the running game, he makes a lot of tackles. He sets the edge good for their defense. And if you run away from him, he'll just run you down, and he's faster than most running backs probably. So he does a lot of good things very well.
I was telling Michael, I was on Patriots.com, and there was a Bill Belichick segment, the Belistrator, where he's showing a running play early in the game last Sunday where Sebastian Vollmer was lined up next to Nick Kazier. And the two tackles are off on the right-hand side, and they showed you pulling into the gap in that right-hand side as well and overloading. There was a nice big run for Lawrence Maroney. So there are times when they ask you guys to be prepared to do some stuff you're not used to on a regular basis, right?
Yeah, we change it up sometimes, and that was something we thought would work for that game, so we put it in that week, and we were just throwing a lot more meat over there on that play. We had Nick and Sebastian side by side, and then me pulling around behind them. So we just tried to get some beef in there and push the pile, and Lawrence, he found the hole on that play.
I forget who it was, but they showed you just whoever it was who you ended up matched up with, he just sort of chucked him down on the ground.
Yeah, he met me in the hole, and we kind of stopped there, and then I just had to get rid of him. So just throw him to the ground there, let him know what's going on.
So give us a review of your Sunday afternoon with Joey Porter. What did he say to you? What did you say to him? Any memorable exchanges?
No, it was probably the quietest game we've had with Joey, especially compared to last year. There was a lot of words going back and forth and a lot of extra pushing and shoving. But this game, there was nothing. He didn't say anything. He usually only talks when he makes plays anyway, so he didn't make any plays that game, so he had nothing to say, and it was a nice, quiet afternoon.
Nobody tried to draw him out a little, like get him out of his shell?
No, he usually does that on his own, so usually you don't have to try to, and this game, even if we'd have tried to, he probably wouldn't have had nothing to say.
Was it the type of game, just in terms of the way it played out, was it the type of game that you expected?
Yeah, they have a good defense, and they have a good running team, so we knew it was going to be a tight game, and we did a lot of things good that game where we pass blocked pretty well for the most part against a good pass rushing team, and we ran the ball effectively. I don't think we ran it as good as we wanted to, but we were effective in our runs. So we didn't screw up. We didn't have too many turnovers. We had the one long interception, but that's going to happen when you're taking chances like that. So we were happy with the way it came out.
Your ears ringing? I understand they had the speakers going up there in the Dana-Farber Dome today.
Yeah, it was pretty loud in there. When you play in Indianapolis, you got to be ready for the noise. And I think the old stadium was worse than the new one, but the new one is still pretty loud.
Do they pump the noise into this one like they did the old one?
Probably. I don't know if they did, but I know we played one game there, and my ears were actually ringing, and they didn't feel too nice.
So what do you do? Is it just you just get used to the you figure out what the silent count is and you go from there and
yeah,
get used to it?
That's why we practice that way. So you just get used to not being able to hear the calls, and we'd go on the silent count as people have probably seen us do before. And it's just one of those things you got to get the timing down that week, and hopefully everyone's on the same page with it so no one's late off the ball. Because if you're late off the ball against this team, they'll just run right by you.
What's the musical selections you got to listen to today?
We had a lot of stuff today. We had some rap, which I don't know much about, so I couldn't tell you what those were. And there's always some other stuff. They had something. It sounded like they were introducing the Bulls or something. It was, you hear the crowd in the background, and I think they were saying number 23, Michael Jordan or something. So that was a pretty good one because it sounded realistic, like a crowd was there.
That's off Jock Rock. That whole
is that right?
Oh yeah, that's that
is
whole
that,
Bulls introduction.
That's what I couldn't make it out because I was trying to pay attention. So.
Just trying to pay attention. Like, what is he saying? Jordan?
Hold on, I can't hear the music.
Is he here? Is he
Tom
here
right now? There?
Have him come in.
I understand you had some new teammates on the field today. Guys named Light and Copen and some new guys you haven't seen in a little
Yeah, I saw some new guys. I wasn't sure who it was because I knew Copen. I just saw him last week. But the other guy I hadn't seen in so long, it took me a minute to recognize him. But, yeah, they were
out
there.
There were like six guys out there today who haven't been around.
Yeah, we're trying to get some guys back, and we'll see what happens with those guys when they're going to make their return.
It's not about making a return. I think the Colts should return to the AFC East. I mean, you guys play them every year anyway.
Yeah, might as well play them twice a year. So it's a fun team to play against because you know it's always going to mean something. And when you win, it's that more gratifying. So, but they're a tough team. They always play us tough, and it's never an easy game to win. You have to do everything right, and you can't make a lot of mistakes. So it's a fun challenge to play these guys.
I know the answer is obvious, but I have to ask the question anyway. Do you ever go into a game with the game plan of basically, we're just going to throw the ball all day long? You know, running doesn't matter. We're just going to throw all day long. Does that ever happen?
It's happened. I don't know if that's the plan, but we've done that quite a few times. And it's one of those things where the coaches feel that's the best way for us to win. And if that's what it's going to take to win the game, we'll throw it every play. And if we think we can run it every play, I guess we've never done that really, but I guess we could run it every play.
And that'd be okay with you, right?
Yeah, that'd be fine with me.
Run it every play and just go knock somebody in the mouth every single play. What was the game a few years ago? They threw it like the first 16, 20 plays. It was some ungodly, silly number where you guys threw it like the first 20 plays of the game or something.
He wasn't here.
Was it before?
The first game of Gillette, the Steelers.
Was it that one? You might
opening
be right.
Night. Actually, that game right there.
Yeah. And they just came out and just threw the ball every play for like the first quarter and a half or something.
25 of the first 28 throws. I mean, something ridiculous.
Yeah, if it works, I guess go with it.
I would think that other team thinks they could probably do that once in a while, too.
Yeah, I think, what was it, last week they threw it
40 times
in
the
first
half.
Yeah. So if you got a good quarterback and good receivers, you should take advantage of them.
Do you like going to Indianapolis?
No, not really. I'd rather stay here.
Well, we were talking earlier. We've both been there. There's not much there.
No, we drive in there, and we don't see anything anyway when we go somewhere. We airport to the hotel to the stadium. So whatever you can see from your bus window is all you see, and there's not much to look at. You're right.
Not much to see from the bus window.
No, there isn't out there.
Not the best-looking thing is the stadium.
Yeah, there's a Circle Mall, whatever that joint is called. Downtown.
Now, they had the roof open when you were there last year, but it was a weird night. It was like 62 degrees or something.
Yeah, it was a nice night, and they had the roof open. So that helps with the noise, too. It goes right out the top, some of it. So I don't know what they have planned this game.
I'm guessing the roof will be closed.
Yeah, most likely.
Make it louder. You know, they're very comfortable in there. It's nice and quiet when they're running their offense.
Oh, yeah,
so
you could hear a pin drop.
That's probably the way they'll do it. You guys feel pretty good about how things are going and the way this team is playing right now?
I'd say so. We're 6-2, but there's still a lot of things we could fix. We'd like to have a better record than that. We'd like to have won them all, but we slipped up a couple times, and we're trying to improve every week. I think when you get into November and December, teams that are doing things right, they're improving every week, and that's what we got to keep doing if we want to keep up with those teams.
I got to test you like we did last week.
Good luck.
Who do you play after this game?
Now, I know this one.
Oh, you do?
I know the next two, the Jets and then the Saints.
So you have looked at least a little bit. I mean, last week, you and Copen did not know you were going to
No, I didn't know last week, but this week, I think, no, because my mom's flying in, so we looked at the schedule to see. We wanted to make sure she could go to the one game, so I actually saw who we were playing.
Okay. Well, see, he had a reason.
She had to do it, yeah.
It was
a planning purpose.
Mom's coming in. You got to make sure you got a game.
I wanted to make sure she could see a home game while she's here.
Well, it'll be fun, I'm sure, for her next week. I hope it'll be fun for you guys Sunday night. Good luck.
All right. Thanks, guys.